Let's get back into our sugya right now. We're ready to bring all the threads together. Over the last couple of days, we saw a series of kashas. At least five. Number one, the Gemara on Shabbos. What's with the suffix? You keep talking about suffix, just be poshek the suffix. Instead of talking about the suffix, when does the suffix start, when does the suffix end, let's analyze the suffix itself. Why didn't we just figure out, here's when, let's have a machlokas over, well, when does Yom end, when does Laila begin? And then number two is what we began with, actually, is the steer to the Gemara on Shabbos and our Gemara himself. That is kasha number two. Right? Is it vada yom until tseis or not? Problem number three was Ishagas Ari's kasha on Taf Hei Reshia, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona. Right? That was about Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Shkia. Why is Shkia enough? Why is Be'ash Mashos okay? Oh, because it's only learned from the drasha of Kol. It doesn't actually say Laila. So what? So it's a drasha. Therefore what? Problem number four was in the Machlokas, Magen Avraham, and Gra about Shos Manios, the Gra is very problematic. It's very beautiful, it's very elegant, from sunrise to sunset, on the equinox, exactly 12 hours, works very nicely, but Mitzad Hadin, Mitzad HaLamdus, that's not Yom. Yom isn't just from sunrise to sunset. And a similar problem with the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, right, with Derech Rechoka. That's what he'd been talking about. Derech Rechoka. Why is it that in measuring Derech Rechoka, the time it takes to walk from the beginning of the morning, beginning of the day, all the way until Schatzos, when the mitzvah of Karban Pesach in principle applies. So why is he only starting once again from sunrise? Why is it going from sunrise to sunset? Why is the Rambam dealing with sunrise instead of Alos HaShachar? Why is Rabbeinu Yonah dealing with sunset instead of Tesach Kochav? What's going on? So the Soloveitchik suggested, and this appears in more than one place in the Yartzeit Shiurim, that the answer lies in a one line in a ritva. And a ritva, you got the bekiyas to find this ritva, because it's not in brachas, it's not in Shabbos, it's not in Pesachim, it's not in a zmane hayom context at all. The ritva is talking about, this is in Maseches Yuma, in the Kachim Prakim, on Maseches Yuma, the Kohen is dealing with the Kohen Gadol, is taking handfuls of ketores. It's a Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about different types of handfuls. Every time you have a carbon, almost every time you have a carbon mincha, a flower carbon, the Kohen takes a kometz, a handful of the carbon, and that's like the blood of the carbon. That's the part of the mincha that goes at burnt mizbeach. And on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol takes meloch hafnav, two handfuls of ketores. He dips into a container of ketores, and that's what's going to be burnt lefnai v'lefnim in the kodesh hakadosh. The Gemara is a shaila. So there's the part inside your hand, the part outside your hand, right? You take a kometz, you take a meloch hafnav, so the part inside your hand now gets the status. It's going to be offered Lashem. The kometz will be burnt on the Mizbeach. The meloch hafnav, the ketores will be burnt on the coals inside Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's inside your hand has that new status. What's outside your hand, it's just shirayim, it's just leftovers. How about the Gemara wants to know, what about what's inside of your fingers? In between your fingers, it gets caught in between, right? So over here, inside my hand, has this new status. Outside my hand does not. How about in between? How about in between? So the Gemara says, it's a shaila. The answer is, it's a suffix. The answer is, it's a suffix. What do you mean the answer is a suffix? I mean, you don't know. So say teku. say it's a good shaila, we don't know the answer. But the Gemara, Ritva was very sensitive. The Gemara had like this odd language that the answer is. Yeah. It's near the top of Mem Zayin and the Beis in the Sechas Yuma. Beina Beinayim, in between your fingers, by the comments. What's the status? Mamish in between, the very center of your fingers. So Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Hadar Pashta Yehoshua ben Uzzah. After this question was raised, he said, subsequently was poshet. He answered the question. He resolved the question. What was the resolution? Bein HaBeinayim Safik Nenu. Bein HaBeinayim is a Safik. I mean, you were poshet, that's a Safik. I mean, you weren't poshet anything. You had a shaila, you didn't answer. So Ritva, so what do you mean you're poshet a Safik? Says Ritva, what does he say? Gevaldik. He says, no, apparently there was an answer. How could the answer be it's a Safik? It means you don't know. He said, no. It means Ritva says something very profound. We answered something, it's X, and therefore we treat it like a Safik. Take a look inside the Ritva you have in the second page of the Maram Kos. Here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, had the Pasha Yeshua ben Uzzah ben Ebenayim Safik. That's the language. Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, Yeshua is the ultimate came to the conclusion, that's a Safik. Ikala Meida, Kaven the Safik Ka Amar Davi. If you tell me it's a Safik, so my Pshitusa Hu Labayim. What type of resolution? You didn't answer the Shaila. I mean, you're leaving it as a teku. But that's not what the Gemara said. He says, no. Efshe dahachi ka'amar. Maybe this is what the Gemara means. Bein ha-beinayim safek. It's a safek. Lefi shehu midon kifnim v'kibachutz. Because it has the status of both inside and outside. Meaning, I'll give a mashal. I'm not usually one for a sports mashal, but I'll be yotzei chutz migidri. So on the line, what's the status of on the ball? Hits the as ball's on the line. Is it in or is it out? Ah, that depends, right? In baseball, is it on the line? Is it? In basketball, it's out. In football. It depends. Depends which, where, right? Tennis. It depends. Side, back, serve line, right? Volleyball. Depends. Serve, no serve. So what does that tell you? Well, but is on the line in or out? What that tells you is on the line. On the line, you could call it in. You could call it out. It has elements. From one perspective, it isn't. For another perspective, it is out. So, in Hilcha sports, so to speak, every sport has its own status. And again, some sports, it's sometimes in, sometimes out. But what that tells you is on the line could be seen as being in, and it could also be seen as being out. Both of those are legitimate perspectives. So now, Lahavdil, let's move from sports to the Beis HaMikdash. On the line, on the Kohen's finger. On the line, the Kohen's finger, right over here. It's right over here. So he says the Ritva, they were talking about on the line 1,700 years ago. So says the Ritva, it is inside and it is outside. It's neither kibifnin, it's neither kibachutz. It is, to an extent, inside. It is an extent outside. And therefore, so what do you do when you have a situation where it's from one perspective X and another perspective Y? So he says, we treat it, halacha lamasa, we treat it the same way we would treat a suffix. It's not that we don't know. We do know. It's both. It's both. And therefore, al pi halacha, we treat it as though it were a suffix. And take a look at the example that he gives. Kisafik ben hashmashos. Sheyesh bo menei yomun alayla. Just like ben hashmashos, which has within it day and night. And what does he mean? He means that part of it is day and part of it is night. Let's keep reading. Chachanami here too. Yeshu b'vifnim, v'yeshu v'chutz. It has within it inside. It has within it outside, the Bein HaBeinayim. Does he mean it's a mix? No, because he says, Ukeh komets v'shirayim u'rav m'zeh b'zeh. It's like the komets from inside my hand and the shirayim, the remainder flour from outside that got mixed together. He doesn't say it is a tarumas. It's not that some of this flour is in and some of this flour is out. The flour on the loin is both. Because from one perspective, it's inside. From the other perspective, it's outside. How do we treat it? We treat it as though it were a Safek. What is that telling about Bein HaShmashos? What's he saying about Bein HaShmashos? What's he saying about Bein HaShmashos? Yeah? Gevalda, what he's saying about Bein HaShmashos is, and listen carefully, what he's saying about Bein HaShmashos is that it's not that we don't know. We do know what Bein HaShmashos is. You know what Bein HaShmashos is? Is it day? Yes. Is it night? Yes. It's both. How is it both? So with the on the line, I gave you a mashal from sports, right? There's two legitimate perspectives. Here, I won't give you a mashal. I'll give you the original source. That's what the Rav pointed out. Let's go to last week's Parsha. In Parsha's Bereishis. In the first parak, going through the 6 days of Bria. Our Gemara had quoted Psukim from the first day. Right? V'lachoshach kara laila. There's also Psukim on the fourth day. So on the first day, Perek Alpha Bereishis, Pasuk Hey, Vayikra Elokim la'ar Yom, V'lachoshach kara laila. Right? So Yom is when it's light, and Laila, night, is when it's dark. But then you turn the page. Now, in the fourth day of Bria, number four, Yehi Me'oros Birki HaShamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is installing the sun and the moon, Lehavdil Bein HaYom Bein HaLaila. They will differentiate between day and night. Good. And then the pasuk is explicit. Ma'ar ha-gadol m'shalas ha-yom. Ma'ar ha-katal m'shalas ha-layla. The day is when you have sun, and night is when you have the moon. So, we just had two definitions of day. On day four, the definition of yom is sun, the presence of the sun. On day one, the definition of yom has nothing to do with the sun. Well, there is no sun yet. Definition of day on Yom Rishon is or. So the Rav pointed out, meaning there are two ways to define day. You could define day as when the sun is visible, or you could define day as when it's light. There's day defined by sun, and there's day the presence of the sun, and there's day defined by light. Now, again, it's the light of the sun, but not the actual ball of the sun. So Bein HaShmashos is between when and when. When's Bein HaShmashos? When does Bein HaShmashos start?
When the sun disappears.
When does Bein HaShmashos end? When three stars come out, which is when it's dark enough the three stars can come out. I want to return to that bit in a moment. Because, yeah. So in between sunset and Bema and Tzitzak HaChavim, so what is it? Is it day or is it night? Well, it is day and it is night. Because on the what, if you from the perspective of the sun, it's night. After sunset, there's no sun left. From the perspective of light, it's still day. Because 10 minutes after Shkia, it's still pretty bright outside. You can see stars. That's why you can't see the stars.
Really, how can we use the stars if the stars
won't create them? Good question. Let's first develop the idea, and then I'm glad to take questions. But again, what the Ritva just gave us, let's not lose track. What the Ritva just gave us is an incredible gift. He said that sometimes, every once in a while, there'll be a situation where the halacha says treat this like a suffix, but it's not actually a suffix. Every once in a while, it's not that I don't know. I do know. It's not that I don't know whether it's X or Y. It's that it is both X and Y. From one perspective, it's X. From a different perspective, it's Y. And the halacha tells me when you have that sort of contradiction, you have that sort of paradox, practically speaking, you treat it as though it were a suffix. That's what Ritva sees in the Gemara of Bein HaBeinayim, Yumim Zayin. And he said, very casually, oh, just like Bein HaShmashos. Wow. But what was obvious to Ritva is an incredible and beautiful chiddush for us. That's what Bein HaShmashos is. It's not a suffix. It's not that I don't know whether it's day or night, or I'm not sure when we're. It's not that. There's some point when the switchover happens, right? We started by thinking that here's Shkia, and here's Tzeis HaKochavim, right? As time flows, so we thought at some point there's a magic line where you cross over. Maybe the boundary between Yom and Laila is at Shkia, or maybe it's 5 minutes after. Or maybe it's 7 minutes after, right? Or maybe it's Tzeis HaKochavim. And we're not sure where that line is. The Rav pointed out, if you read the Ritva Soleil carefully, that's not the pshat. It's not that we don't know when you cross over. It's all one big mix of both. This is Yom. Up until Shkia is Yom. After Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila. In between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, it is Yom from one perspective, and it's Laila from a different perspective. From a sun perspective, it's Laila. From a light perspective, it's Yom. Take a look at the language of the Rambam. You have it. I passed it around today. Perek Hei Halacha Dalad, where he quotes the Gemara and Shabbos. He gives you Psak Halacha. So he pulls together different pieces. Well, you had seen different pieces of Sugya in Shabbos, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey, Mishatishka Hachamach, Yirau Shloshes HaKochavim Be'erim, from when the sun sets until you're able to see three medium-sized stars. Hu Azman Nikar Ben Hashmashas B'chal Makom. That is the period of time that's referred to as Ben Hashmashas B'chal Makom, in every place, meaning throughout halachic literature. In various Svarim, Tanam Amram, you'll see Ben Hashmashas, it means this time. Okay, so he's taking a stand on the different Shitos and Tanom and Rami in the Sugya and Shabbos, and that's how we pass it. From Shkia until Tzeis Gimel Kochav and Beirunim. And then he goes on to say, it's, now the Gemara had said, in the opening Brisa Lama Dalet, that Ben HaShmash is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, and Safik Min HaYom U'min HaLaila. Which sounded like, we're not sure if it's all day, it's all night, or that the beginning is day and the end is night. The Rambam just says, "V'hu safik min hayom, safik min halayla." Just safik. Both. Not like there might be a line in between. It is yom. It's either yom or it's layla, but it's really a blend of both. And that's why he goes on to say, if you did malacha Friday evening bein hashmashas, you did malacha again motzei Shabbos bein hashmashas, your chayim chatzis mikol makom. He doesn't specify it has to be at the same 3 minutes after Shkia, because it's not like there's some suffix, we don't know where the line is. That's just what it is. This whole period of time is vaday yom and vaday laila from different perspectives, and therefore we treat it as though it's a suffix. Now going back to our questions, so the first question is like, how come the Gemara and Shabbos spends a whole block talking about when does the suffix start, when does the suffix end? Be poshek the suffix. Trying to figure out what is the line. The answer is no. There is no line to find. It's not really a suffix. It's really a blend of two different perspectives, so we treat it as though it were a suffix.
So if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov,
from one perspective, you Mechal Yom Tov, from one perspective, Mechal Shabbos. Correct.
Yeah, it's not that there's zones that overlap, but rather there's two different lines and we're not passing inside.
Well, so let's think about this. Let's think about the caches that we have.
Based off just this, there are different opinions, but we're respecting every single opinion.
Well, so now let's go through some of the caches. Remember, we had been bothered, Shagasari had been bothered, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rabbeinu, you had the Rabbeinu Yonah in front of you. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah that you have in front of you, he spoke about 2 days ago. Who says what? Well, if the Torah would have said that Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be Balayla, so then you have to wait until Vada Laya Tzeis HaKochavim. Right? But since it's just a drush of coal, so it's enough to just go after Shkia. What does that mean? Because from a drush of coal, therefore, but the drasha isn't real. So the Rav suggested, no, of course the drasha is real. But once you realize, as the Ritva told us, that's not like there's an actual suffix, but instead there are really three zones. And someone said to me earlier today during Seder, there are three categories. And up until Shkia is Yom. We'll use blue for Yom. After Tzeitzak Kochavim is Laila. We use red for Laila. In between is both. Right? From one perspective, it's blue. From the light perspective, it's still day. From the sun perspective, from the Yom Revi perspective, it's already night. So now we understand beautifully what Rav Yonah is saying. He's saying if there would have been a drasha, if the Torah would have said, or even a drasha that made it clear that we're saying Laila has to be night, well, it's not completely night until Tzeitzak Kochavim. But there wasn't, what was a drasha? What was a drasha? Based on the Mishnah, the most famous Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah from the Haggadah, Yemei Chayecha. The Torah says, "Man Tizkei Yom Tizchem Eretz Mitzrayim." Call Yemei Chayecha. I said, "What did Ben Asher Drasha Ben Zoma? What did Ben Zoma say? If the Torah would have just said, "Man Tizkei Yom Tizchem Eretz Mitzrayim," be Yemei Chayecha. That would be during the days. But it said, "Call Yemei Chayecha." So that's Marbe. Marbe what? How do you know it's Marbe night? Does call mean night? Kol doesn't mean anything in particular, it just means add more. Right? Kol is marbe, I mean, one more category than you already have. One more category than you already had. So Yemei Chayecha would just mean up until Shkia Vadayom, Kol Yemecha is a marbe, another chunk, the next step, the next notch. You have no makar, it has to be Dafka Laila, but the next notch, the next zone. So that could even include Bein HaShemashos as well. And then how about the Gra? And how about the Rambam? And who were, when they were looking at Zamanim, they were ignoring Alos HaShachar. They were ignoring Tzeitzak Kochavim. Very elegant, but it doesn't correspond to the definition of Yom and Laila. But it does, the Rav suggests. Because again, there are two ways to define day. Yom Rishon and Yom Revi, by sun, by light, and by sun. So he said, normally, both of them are in play. There are two different ways to define it. I'm dealing with both. Typically, Bein HaShemashos, on the one hand, it's Yom, on the other hand, it's Laila, so we treat it as a suffix. But the Rav said, here's something you have to know. There are some times when they're not both relevant. There are some times they're not both relevant. And the point. So as we were saying, so normally, again, going back to the basics of the Lamedus, it's not really a suffix, it's really both. It's really a paradox. It's really Yom and Laila during Bein HaShemashos. So, but since you have both, the way the Halacha deals with, the way we practically deal with that is, we treat it the same way we treat a suffix. But that's only if both are in play. Normally, as we said, both are relevant. Perspectives. You have the perspective, day defined by light, like in the first day of Bria's Olam, and day defined by sun, like in the fourth day of Bria's Olam. But every once in a while, they don't both apply. What's the difference between defining day by appearance of the sun versus defining day by the amount of light? One of the functional differences is this. We can give very precise markers on when the sun rises and the sun sets. It's a clearly defined moment in time. Shkia, halacha does a little bit differently than astronomical convention. Astronomical convention actually looks at the midpoint of the sun, which is the line of the equinox. It's exactly 12 hours and 12 hours. Halacha defines it as any bit of the sun. Okay, that's around a minute earlier, and on the sunset, a minute later. But lamasa, I can define, in halacha, the moment that first bit, the first limb of the sun pops above the horizon, that is sunrise. Bivadai. Clearly well defined. The moment that the last limb of the sun disappears below the horizon, that is Shkia. Clearly, precisely defined. Alos HaShachar, Tzeis HaKochavim, that's a lot harder to define. Because that's a continuous process for the calculus people. That's not a discrete point in time. There's a gradual lightening in the morning, right? As the sun gets closer and closer to the horizon, as the sun, in the morning, right, the morning and evening, the amount of light, you'll notice, by the way, that all the shiurim before sunrise or after sunset, with the exception of chatzos, have to do with the amount of light in the sky. Alos HaShachar is the very first light. Mishiyakir, which is the zman for Kriya Shema, Shal Shachar's, is a significant amount of light. And on the other end of the day, the Tzeis Gimel Kochavim is a degree of darkness. It's not fully dark, and that gets into another discussion, which maybe we'll have a different time, about the Grov versus Yemei Otam. But the Grov points out El Cheshabbos, Tzeis Gimel Kochavim doesn't mean it's fully dark. It's only three stars are visible. In the middle of the night, you can see thousands of stars. Tzeis Kol HaKochavim comes later. But Tzeis Gimel Kochavim is a degree of darkness. A degree of darkness. So, when do you pass that line? I mean, it's hard to put a moment on it. At a certain point, you'll notice, oh, the top of the three stars. So we could do the math and figure out maybe it's when the sun is 4.5 degrees below the horizon, when the sun is 6 degrees below the horizon. We can figure out other potential numbers. Cheshbin based on the stars, or Cheshbin based on, you know, extrapolating from the Gimel Mil that the Gemara spoke about. But here's the point. The Shiurim of light, Alos HaShachar and Tzeis HaKochavim, they're continuous processes. So there's a point at which you cross that border, but it's hard to point and say, Tzeis HaKochavim happened just now. We'll notice, oh, now there are Kochavim. We'll notice, oh, now there's some light. But it's not as sharply defined as sunrise and sunset. So the Rav suggests, normally you have two definitions in play, and that's why you have a dim suffix, a status of suffix applied to Ben Hashmashas. But whenever you're dealing with something that has to do with calculation, you can't, like Shos Manios, or like Derech Rechoka, calculations will be made from the discrete, well-defined point only. And that's why the Gra says, when it comes to Shos Manios, there is no suffix. There's never really a suffix. Just usually there are two definitions of Yom. But not when you're doing calculation. When you're doing calculation, trying to calculate Shos Manios, then it's the only relevant definition for calculations is going to be the definition of sun by of day by the sun, which is why the Rambam Hilchos Karm Pesach says Derech Rechoka Shir begins from Hanetzach Ham. If you're trying to measure, and the Cheshbon of Shalos Manios, that also goes only from Hanetzach Ham and up until Shkia, because those are the well-defined times that the Gemara has. And that also, finally, explains the language of our Gemara. When the Gemara said, up until Tzeis HaKochavim, it is Yom. What do you mean it is Yom? I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. There's some earlier point in time when it becomes Lila. We just don't know when it is. And we looked at our Gemara and said, what do you mean, there's a suffix when it becomes Lila? The answer is no, there's not a suffix. From one perspective, it becomes Yom at Shkia, it becomes Lila at Shkia, but from the other perspective, it is Yom up until Tzeis HaKochavim, and that explains the language of our Gemara. I'm glad to hang around for questions, Rabbi Osai.